Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Rowe. Go to rowe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Rowe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to rowe.co/safety, Rx only.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, Belgium, you're on notice. In Spain, you're up next. I am directing the full weight of my pro-American views. What do you call it when you hate other countries?
Xenophobia?
Yeah, I'm all about it. All about it. Tonight, it's USA Belgium. Texters coming through with some things to hate about Belgium. For the next hour, if you would like to text, I'm trying to assemble a list of things that we don't like about Belgium. And so far we have at 651-461-9226, Belgium. They speak French, they speak German. Pick a language already.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and Belgium.
Yeah. Another texter, their waffles have too many carbs. Yeah. Get with the protein generation, Belgium, okay? Minnesota pork, that's what we have here in this country. You got some lame waffle? Come on. Keep your Belgium hate coming, and hopefully we'll get a win tonight, and then we'll move on to negativity about the Spaniards, which that will be tough for me as a fan of Spain, the country. I've been to Spain and I've been to Portugal, so I both of those countries battling off. What could you do? All right. Should we make Kate come up with her number one thing she hates about Belgium?
I'm sure she's got a list and she's compiling right now.
All right. Think about it, Kate, while we play this beautiful song.
Let's bounce some pop culture stories and issues through the lens of this Emmy award-winning journalist turned media relations VP. Drive Time with Durasha. It's time for the Rad Report.
Kate Raddatz is the Vice President of Media Relations at McClung PR. She is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Kate, where are you at on Belgium?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, they give us good waffles and chocolate, but I do respect that, but
That's not the energy I'm looking for.
We'll call them overrated waffles. Just
yes,
for movies, you
yes.
know, we can do that.
And
sure.
Honestly, Belgian chocolate. Why is it Belgian?
Oh, I don't know, but I don't know. That's tough because it is But again, for 90 minutes, overrated.
I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to think of the last time I've had Belgian chocolate. Like, I personally like to keep my chocolate purchases domestic. You know, I'm trying to keep it here in the good old USA.
That's a good call. Yes. Yeah. That's very supportive of you.
It's very good. A texter says, I was against the Belgian call, but now I'm kind of for it. Am I waffling?
Very nice.
Very nice.
I love a dad joke. That's great. I love it.
That's pretty good. Kate Raddatz is with us. Have you gotten into the World Cup at all, or just, I mean, now?
I'm not even going to pretend that I follow it closely. My husband is obsessed. Yeah. He's absolutely obsessed. So I'm not going to try to take credit for people who are really, really into it.
Well, sure.
It's
not a competition. You don't have to be the most into it.
Sure. I'm not an expert. But yes, it's super exciting. Honestly, I love. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was wondering if he's into soccer or if the fun of it is just like that you could cheer for America, you know, sort of like when the Olympics come around, we get excited about cheering for America.
Definitely both, because he loves soccer. I go to their soccer games and am still learning what's happening in soccer. So, no, definitely both for him.
If you ever got in trouble with like an international authority, would you be bothered if the president of the United States made a call and just said like, hey, could you give Kate like another look? Could you give it another look?
Don't, being the rule follower that I am, I think that would give me an anxiety attack.
But. I mean, have you ever tried to get out of a speeding ticket? Have you ever, like, have you ever gotten a ticket?
I've had one speeding ticket. I think I've had two. And it was right when I moved to the house where I am now, and I was really upset about it because I didn't know the roads yet, and I didn't see a sign. So, no, I think I did try to fight it, but that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I have definitely tried to get out of a speeding ticket before. Maybe that's why, like, I look at the president calling the FIFA guy as like the same as like me, you know, trying to get out of a speeding ticket. Similar vibe.
Is it the same?
Maybe. Yeah, it's, I mean.
Is it the same level?
I will say Donald Trump.
What is your excuse when you get a speeding ticket?
Donald Trump was.
I feel like in news it happens a lot, but.
Trump was more effective than I was. I'll say that much. My speeding ticket excuse was, and actually I was shocked when I was pulled over because I had the cruise control set at 65.
Okay.
But the speed limit had dropped to 55, and I didn't notice. They got me. And what was my defense? No defense, right? Other than just like, oh, I was trying to go see my sister's kids, my nieces, competing in a gymnastics contest in New Ulm. So I was being
okay,
a good, like,
that's a nice, yes.
I anchored
nice
the morning
story.
News, got in the car to drive to freaking New Ulm, and then I'm trying to do the right thing, and then I get a ticket.
And they gave it to you, and you didn't get out of it.
No,
oh, man.
There was no empathy for my situation whatsoever.
So the lesson was don't go to the gymnastics.
Yeah, don't go. New Ulm, you're on. You're dead to me. New Ulm, you're on. No, I'm very pro New Ulm, but it did leave a bad taste in my mouth. You never forget that spot because when you get pulled over, it's a little, I don't know. I think for most people, it's a little scary, right?
It's the worst. Again, being such a rule follower, and I was so upset at myself. That, you know, your insurance goes
up.
Oh,
yes.
I was so upset at myself. I can't remember how long before it dropped off, but when that dropped off, you know, I'm like, I'm never getting another speeding ticket. So, yes, it's an icky feeling, for
you,
sure.
You were just on, like, a big road trip, right?
Yes, and guess how many times I've said to my husband, don't you dare speed. I'm not getting pulled over on this trip. So, they fly in South Dakota. I think the speed limit is 80, I'm pretty sure.
It is. Yes, you can go real fast. So you took a road trip, and I think every Minnesota family, you should take that road trip out to the west or out to like the Dakotas or out to Montana or wherever, where what were the highlights, favorite places you visited on this trip?
Oh, man. I think the biggest surprise to me was there, the Custer State Park. That was the surprise, because I knew I would be excited to see a national park. I knew I would be excited to go to the Badlands. I knew I would be excited to, I don't know, look for the wildlife and all that. But Custer State Park and just the hikes they had and how family friendly they were, like my three-year-old could do so many of them.
Cool.
It was so cool. And, you know, I think when you're from the Midwest, when you go to places like that, or even Chicago, you think, oh, I know it already. Like, I know it because I've been there and it's in the Midwest. And then I understand why it was cool playing the license plate game of seeing people from all over the country that were there, and seeing why you need more time than we had, because easily you could go further west. I mean, we didn't even do, I think it's Devil's Tower. We didn't even get to that. And with how crazy expensive it is now to fly and everything, it's an awesome thing. I think every Minnesotan should do, for sure.
Yeah, we did the Badlands. We did the Devil's Tower. We did the Mount Rushmore experience, and it was awesome. Like it's the kind of thing that when you fly to vacation, which I get, like the cost of flying is high, but the savings of being able to have more time to enjoy what you're doing is big. But those memories in the car with the kids, I kind of miss those days, you know?
Yeah, and it is different. There's something different about being in your own car. Hmm. And you move at a different pace. I will say I learned, I mean, this was the longest road trip we've ever done. Way home feels a lot longer than the way there. You're like, this is so great. We're so excited. You're doing all the games. Way home, I was by hour nine, I was done. But other than that, it is very special. And I mean, I still remember being 7, 8 years old, going on road trips. We didn't fly anywhere when I was that age. And so I have all these memories of driving everywhere, and I loved it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely the same. We did not fly anywhere, no doubt about it. Let's break in a minute. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce did, in fact, get married this weekend. Was Kate on the guest list? And your go-to fast food. Two topics we'll mix up with Kate Raddatz when we come back here.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Paul McCartney performed I Want to Hold Your Hand for the first time in 60 years at the Taylor Swift wedding. Would have been cool to be at. Kate Raddatz, you you couldn't make it or you weren't on the guest list?
Very sad, because it feels like everyone was on the guest list. So I unfortunately was not there.
1,000 people invited. I am sort of loving the stories sort of coming out now about the people who were snubbed, which it is a little worse when 1,000 people get invited to something and then you thought you were like you were friends with Travis Kelce and then you're out and you see you're like Dean Blandino, the NFL like rules analyst for Fox broadcast. He was on the guest list.
Yes. You're like, how do you know?
Did we need like a replay analyst at the wedding? I don't know. Like it was a funny sort of crossover of the pop culture, the Hollywood celebrity and the sports star world at this thing.
The whole thing is still surprising to me. I'm still very, again.
Did you think they weren't actually going to get married? Did you think the relationship was like a publicity stunt?
Oh, no, not that at all. I thought the whole actual wedding, saying it was in New York City and all this, I thought it was all just, you know, that they were actually getting married somewhere. It was a distraction.
They were actually getting married in a small,
because obviously they could afford to do that if they wanted to. But it's just shocking to me. She had this giant wedding, this woman who was saying about, I don't know, very romantic. And I'm sure it was romantic and very lovely. Although I have seen today the detail coming out that their vows were each 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And that alone makes me glad I was not
invited. Do you think like, if you're the guest, are you sitting there? Are you like, all right, like enough, 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
I don't know. Before you were married, did you have 20 minutes of material, a piece to say about your husband?
Probably not. No. I don't think our ceremony was 20 minutes.
I mean, mine was a Catholic mass, so it was still an hour. But
yours was, yes.
But,
yes.
Like, the vows were, and I think we just did, like, the, you know, the corporate-issued, you know, church-ratified vows. Like, I don't recall customizing them at all. People do that now. That wasn't very common back when I got married.
Sure.
And the Catholics, you're just supposed to do the bit. Like, that's sort of how we do it in the Catholic Church, you know?
That makes sense.
I think it's fun. Like, I enjoyed all the stuff. I know people were like, it's just, like, who cares? But I think the fact that when this relationship first started, there was question as to like, is this just a bit, you know?
Right.
I think like, I don't know, and you're closer to the age of like the Taylor Swift era, but there's something sweet about the fact that she found love. Like, I think she went on this journey around the same age of, you know, now it's people who are in their late 30s through their 40s. Mm-hmm. But like, she was on this love journey that you're like, we all wanted her to find it. And I think it's sweet. I think it's nice.
I think it's great. As someone who up until a year ago really wasn't a Taylor Swift fan, not because I didn't like her. I just couldn't really, I didn't maybe identify with a lot of her music or whatever it was. And I mean, I just don't think anyone can argue she hasn't been anything but a pretty great, I think she's been a great role model for comparatively to other pop stars out there. Yeah. And you want to root for her. She gives a lot to charity. So, I mean, obviously she's very wealthy, but she gives a lot too. And so I love it. I'm like, of course there's more important news in the world.
Of course.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
But I love seeing something fun, and I would not be surprised in the least if we're going to get a wedding special.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little curious that she hasn't released a single photo yet. You're like, come on.
Right. Right. Of course, I want to see the dress.
You're very in love, but like, take a break from your post-marital. We know what you're doing. Like, you could post a picture. You know, let's see the dress.
Right. Right. I'm gonna guess we're gonna get a special. It's gonna be somewhere. We're gonna get a special. We have to pay for.
Probably true.
So yes.
Dan sent us this story about Burger King trying to make a comeback. And Burger King's always been around, but it's been sort of, I don't know, when you think of fast food restaurants that are on the up It's always like Chick-fil-A or,
sure,
you know, I don't know. What are the hot restaurants?
Culver's
is sort of having a pop culture moment.
Canes, I would say.
Yep. Canes, yeah, all the chicken fingers.
Canes,
yeah,
for sure.
Canes,
yep,
is so hot.
Yep.
What, like, do you have a go-to fast food? I don't know if Burger King really can come back. You see new things emerge. Do places that die come back? I don't know, but do you?
I have no problem with Burger King. Burger King is fine to me, but I'm sad that it's gone out of style, apparently, with the kids, but...
I've always liked the Whopper. I'm pro Whopper, like a little flame broil, but I can't think of the last time I've been to Burger King.
I think because there's one near downtown. It's been a dead zone that so many times working in news, we could definitely go to that Burger King.
Yeah.
So other than that, favorite fast food is definitely Arby's, 100%.
Arby's, yes.
Arby's, yes.
So
that's
last night I was at dinner. A friend of mine threw this America dinner. So all the wines were America, American-made wine. All of the food was like we had a hamburger and we had steak and we had, you know, it was all that. We had nachos, you know, think of the American-type food.
But that sounds great.
It was so good. But one of the guests was a fairly prominent local chef and her husband, and she had said she had never been to Arby's. And so my friend immediately DoorDashed an Arby's roast beef sandwich and a large curly fries with the horsey sauce and the Arby's sauce.
Yes, you have to do the horsey sauce. Yes.
Alyssa was saying, she's like, I like to mix it, like a little horsey, a little Arby. And it was very funny. Arby's was always the DeRussia go-to on a road trip, too, because it felt like it was just a roast beef sandwich, right? Like, there's nothing gross about it. There's nothing. It's just roast beef. It was simple and less, like, fried kind of stuff. I don't know. That's always been the go-to.
Yeah, I've never thought about it that way, but I guess you're right. Yeah.
My kids like McDonald's. They're McDonald's fans. And sure. I like McDonald's, too. I especially like the breakfast, like the biscuit. The sausage egg biscuit is my favorite breakfast fast food.
Not understand the McDonald's breakfast obsession. That would be Taco Bell for me, a Taco Bell breakfast.
They have breakfast at Taco Bell?
Oh, my goodness. The breakfast crunch wrap, I'm pretty sure that I ate that every week when I was pregnant.
Really? I didn't even know. I never even thought about Taco Bell for breakfast.
Oh, the breakfast crunch wrap. If you have not had it, you need to now. And get the hot sauce with it.
Tomorrow morning. I'm going to Taco Bell. Oh, very good. Kate, this was terrific. Thanks for being here and, screw Belgium tonight.
Anytime. Go USA.
Thank you. There goes Kate Raddatz. Texts are still coming in on why people hate Belgium. So you can keep those texts coming. One texter says Belgium has very high taxes. Yeah, take that, Belgium. Whatever. Like, we're trying to come up with reasons to hate them for the USA World Cup match tonight. Drive time's going to break. It just a minute. 10 years ago was a traffic stop that has changed the way police do their jobs in Minnesota. It was a traffic stop that led to the death of Philando Castile. There were a number of errors made that day. And because of it, there's something that police are not doing anymore that I think has turned out great. It really has. We're going to talk about the one thing that police no longer do, or at least they very rarely do it, in the aftermath of Philando Castile. That, when we come back on Drive Time.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.